Last October, then-candidate Donald Trump laid out his plan to tackle the opioid epidemic. In this campaign event carried by C-SPAN, he focused on stopping the flow of drugs, issuing harsher trafficking penalties, and supporting addiction treatment.
We'll make sure that they have the top treatment and get better.
President Trump sent his top health and law enforcement officials, Attorney General Jeff Sessions and Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price, to hear from people most affected by the crisis. Part of what those officials heard was concern about proposed health care changes and a possible return to more criminal prosecution of substance use disorders. Matt Boggs, executive director of Recovery Point West Virginia, which operates long-term recovery centers across the state, was among those invited to talk with Secretary Price during his visit to the state.
I was the only person in long-term recovery in the room, so that meant a lot.
Boggs says he appreciates that they are paying attention to the issue, but he worries about the effects of the administration's approach to health care coverage under Medicaid. He hopes the administration learned how important Medicaid expansion from the Affordable Care Act was to those with substance use disorders in West Virginia.
It provides these folks essential health services so that they can treat the underlying issues that they have. Without the Medicaid expansion, it would really hurt our efforts.
Medicaid expansion also helped those with substance use disorders get treatment services. Some projections estimate this coverage would be at risk under the House-passed version of the ACA replacement. Secretary Price disagreed with the premise that individuals will lose health care and says the administration's focus is on improvement.
The goal is to make certain that the health care is the kind of care that individuals across this land need.
Without analysis from the Congressional Budget Office, it is unclear what effect the proposed bill will have on coverage for addiction treatment. While Price focused on treatment during his visit, Attorney General Jeff Sessions focused on prevention and law enforcement. Sessions emphasized prevention programs like the Just Say No program from the 80s, saying, quote, "It's not right to take drugs." Boggs is critical of this old approach, saying while well-intended, the Just Say No program was not effective because it didn't treat addiction as a disease.
If I'm born with diabetes, I don't have the ability to just say no. So if folks can't say no to drugs, then they need to be seeking treatment.
But he is encouraged by the administration's listening tour, a commitment to resources, and the creation of a task force to develop best practices for addressing the epidemic. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne.